AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The big eastern snowstorm is over, but flight cancellations continue. AP Airlines writer Scott Meritz reports.
Passengers who had a flight canceled should contact the airline and try to get themselves on the next available flight, knowing that that might be a few days away.
Students in Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. will get a second snow day, as officials say schools will be closed in those cities again Tuesday. Maryland officials say they intend to pursue federal disaster assistance after the storm. Democratic and Republican candidates running for their party presidential nomination are talking about the verbal attacks coming their way. Democrat Hillary Clinton says there's no doubt that she's on the right track because
the Republicans, led by Karl Rove, are starting to run ads against me to persuade Democrats not to vote for me in the caucuses and the primaries.
Republican Ted Cruz says he won't trade insults with rival Donald Trump or any other candidates.
He is now insulting me every day. He can do that. That is his prerogative. I do not intend to respond in kind. And indeed, that's exactly the way I've responded to every other candidate in the field. When others have engaged in attacks and insults, I will not respond in kind because I think the people of Iowa, the people of New Hampshire, the people of South Carolina, the people of this country deserve better.
Clinton and Cruz were both in Iowa, where caucuses will be held next week. Michigan's attorney general named a former prosecutor to lead an investigation into the process that's left Flint's drinking water tainted with lead. Republican Bill Schuette says a former assistant prosecutor and the retired head of Detroit's FBI office will handle the investigation. Democrats question the impartiality and prefer a federal probe. This is AP Radio News. Fans of the Broncos and Panthers should brace for sticker shock as they look into where to stay to see the Super Bowl in person.
San Francisco Bay Area residents are listing overnight rentals for Super Bowl fans at super-sized prices. A four-bedroom apartment near San Francisco's Super Bowl City is going for almost $1,500 a night with a minimum six-night stay. There's a luxury home in San Jose, California, listed for $10,000 a night. Or how about a treehouse for two in a 150-year-old oak tree, a half-hour drive from downtown San Francisco? It's listed at $495 a night. I'm Sandy Kozell.
McDonald's says the introduction of its all-day breakfast and unseasonably warm weather in the last 3 months of last year helped lift sales by 5.7% in the U.S. The chain says sales rose 5% globally. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.